Now, when you do a major scale, the section two there, it says any four notes in any scale. So when you take, let's take the key of A major in the E shape, and the scale will be, it'll sound like. So just familiarize yourself with that for a minute, and then we'll chat. When you take these notes out of order, well, when you look at these 24 permutations in part two, it says any four notes in any scale. It means you could start anywhere. You don't have to start on the root for this to be true. But then the intervals no longer correspond to 1, 2, 3, and 4. So for our example today, we will start with 1, 2, 3, and 4. How about this? How about we start with the next octave up? So in the key of A, the E shape, you're at the 5th fret. You play one octave and we get to 7th fret of the 4th string. So suppose we took that as our octave, because I'm getting tired of the low A. And if we go like... That's the octave we're going to do. I think in this case, let's just turn you guys loose. You don't have to play together. Just try it in all these different orders, like 1, 2, 3, 4, or 1, 2, 4, 4, or 1. Sometimes the fingering won't be that nice, like 4, 1, 2, 3. You have to do tip and roll with pinky. So all those are worthwhile. So take a few minutes and explore those. And if you want a technical exercise, then try and repeat each one, you know, four times in a row. Like I'm on 1, 3, 2, 4, so I might go. And it requires a rapid tip and roll. It's not that easy. That'll get your fingers a workout. So again, this is mental and physical. Assuming you've had enough time to do all that, when you go into string skipping, like when you're in the same position. The first note can skip, the second note can skip, etc. So when you're in this octave, 1, 6, 7, 8 would sound like. And so you could take the lower octave, but let's take the same octave where we were before, where the root's on the 4th string, 7th fret. And in order to get to note 6, you have to skip a string, like.
Right.
So let me hear that. And if you look down underneath inversion, it has 8, 7, 6, 1, the exact same thing going down.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, okay.
Yeah, and try and do it. It's as a technical exercise. Try and do it legato, where there's no like space between each note at whatever speed you're comfortable with. So you could even go. Like that if you wanted to. Great practice for skipping strings. No, in terms of how to finger it, I use different fingers. I guess it's not wrong to do a roll. I just don't prefer it. I prefer different fingers, but I think that's up to the player.
Do you like 4 or 5 fingers?
I like 3, then 4, then 1, then 2.
Yes.
But it definitely is up to the player. So should we do it like we did before, where we take each one in turn?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it then. So that, we'll do it forwards and then backwards. So like the first one and then the first one of inversions. See what I mean?
Okay.
Then we'll do the second one and the second one of inversions. Second one.
Wait,
is
inversions mean the.
Like the reverse of
okay,
it, basically.
Sure.
It should actually say just the reverse of it, but. So 1, 6, 8, 7. Maybe I'll do it 4 times in a row. 3, 4, like. And then if you reverse it, it's. So everyone's gonna be at different speeds. Just do it at your own speed. It's even too granular to go through each one of these. It was kind of a slog when we went through the pentatonics. So let's just go to the more big picture stuff. Like when I think of string skipping, big picture, I think of ascending, descending, descending, or descending, ascending, descending. Like, you take a scale and you're ascending. That's ascending. And then descending is. And then, so, actually, let's do it like this. Let's do each one of those. So explore anywhere in the major scale, any finger you know, whether it's this E shape or any other shape, ascending, where each, where there's a string skip in the middle, like, or, etc., etc. Just explore that.